Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 53. Who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of parched ground. He has no stately form or majesty that we should look upon him, nor appearance that we should be attracted to him. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And like one from whom men hide their face, he was despised, and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him, stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him. And by his scourging, we are healed. All of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted. Yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter, and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people, to whom the stroke was due? His grave was assigned with wicked men. Yet he was with a rich man in his death, because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring. He will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. As a result of the anguish of his soul, he will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors.
In today's scripture reading, Isaiah prophesied that a Savior would come to atone for the sins of mankind. But the long-awaited Messiah didn't match most people's expectations about him. The Jews imagined a strong ruler who would lead their nation with worldly power. But Jesus was a servant who spent time with outcasts and the lowly. They hoped for a man who would end Israel's persecution. He died a criminal's death and warned his followers that they would not be accepted by the world. Jesus didn't fit what the Jewish people expected and wanted, yet he was so much more than they understood. One day, we will all come before God to be judged. Sin's penalty is death, an agonizing eternal existence apart from the Lord. Yet Jesus bore our sin so that whoever trusts in him looks forward to eternal life. He chose to take our punishment, voluntarily dying so we could live forever in his presence. Jesus was the way God could satisfy his justice and be merciful to his people, whom he loves. Salvation is a free gift. It requires nothing on our part except acceptance and surrender. Have you accepted Christ's death on the cross as the atonement for your sin? The resurrected Redeemer's death leads to life. He doesn't guarantee an easy road, but he promises to be with you always.